Welcome, everybody, and let us jump right into this day in history, October the 28th. On this day in history, I was saying yesterday, by the way, on this day in history, October 27th, was the birthday of the great Ruby Dee. Actress, social activist, wife of Ossie Davis, incredible team together that they were over the years. And if we had our archives ready, they're not quite ready, we could pull up our old interview with Ruby Dee, but we'll get that to you one day very soon, as soon as we finish working on our archives. She was an amazing woman, born yesterday, October 27th.
Is an amazing woman.
Is an amazing. Thank you very much, Chip. Is an amazing woman. So on this day, we want to say that Lou Reed passed away. Lou Reed was the man who created the Velvet Underground. He changed rock and roll in many ways with his poetry, his way of his poetic finesse in writing. He addressed drugs, sex, and love in his work in a very kind of beautiful, honest, and literary ways. He was came out very early as defending and talking about his bisexuality and his love for all. We'll be playing his music during the course of this day. Passed away only at 71 years old. He was one of the greatest artists of our generation, that generation, and passed away quite suddenly over the weekend. This was a day, this is Ohi Day in Greece and Cyprus among Greek communities. What is Ohi Day? It means no. It means when the Greek Prime Minister, Ioannis Metaxas, in 1940 stood up to Mussolini and the fascists when they said, we're coming in to take over. He said simply, no, we'll resist. We won't let you come in without a fight. And fight they did against the fascists. And this day is called Ohi Day. Any day of resistance is a good day to remember. This is a day in 1636 that Harvard University was established by the Massachusetts Bay Colony, the first college in America. This was a day that in 1834 that most of us don't think about. In this country, the Battle of Pinjarra was fought in the Swan River Colony in what is now Pinjarra, Western Australia. And 40, what people call Aborigines, Indigenous Australians, were killed in that day resisting the onslaught of Europeans in their country. This is a day in 1862 that the first Kansas colored volunteers put down a force of rebels at the Battle of Toothman's Mound, Island Mound in Missouri. This was the first engagement of black troops in the Civil War on this day in 1862. This is a day in 1886, that the Statue of Liberty was presented and dedicated to the American people in New York Harbor by President Grover Cleveland. This is a day that in 1905, George Bernard Shaw was one of our great playwrights and one of our great thinkers and a socialist and a fighter for human rights around the globe. His second play was called Mrs. Warren's Profession, which was dealt frankly with the issue of prostitution. It was banned in Britain. It was banned in New York. And on October 31st, in a couple days after it was banned, the producer and players were all arrested for obscenity. They were, even though they failed to convict them, the play was banned until it was performed again legally in England, not until 1926. This was the day, in 1914, Omega Sci-Fi was founded. So to all the brothers in Omega Sci-Fi,
Q-Dogs.
Q-Dogs. Happy anniversary, 1914 on this day. This is the day that, in 1918, that the German sailors mutinied, refusing to fight anymore in World War I. That led to the end of that war. This is the day in 1919, the Volstead Act was passed. Prohibition, no more drinking in America, banning alcohol on this day in 1919, the 18th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. This is a day in 1929, Black Monday, a day when Wall Street crash of 1929 hit. It began actually, as we talked about last week, and it really hit on this day. This is a day in 1948 that nine more Germans were executed of war crimes, hanged by the United States Army. They continue the executions of those convicted of war crimes. And as of this day in 1948, 29 were hanged in Landsberg Prison since the day of October 15th, 1948. This is a day in 1958, the great radical revolutionary John the 23rd was elected Pope in 1958. This is a day that Chuck Berry, it was second trial in the Apache trial. He was convicted of taking a minor across state lines, the Mann Act. It was overturned, but they didn't get enough. They just wanted to put Chuck Berry in jail. So they put him on trial for a second time, even though he was found innocent. This is the day when the Cuban Missile Crisis came to an end in 1962. And this is a day, let's see, we're not going to do all these because we need to get to our conversation. But this is a day in 1992 that Bill Cosby attempted to buy NBC because he was critical of the black images on television. This is a day then Louis Libby in 2005 resigns, follows an indictment where he kind of fell on his sword for the entire Bush administration for the investigation of the Palmy leak, which was the woman who was outed by this government, saying that as a CIA agent. And we've talked a lot about that on this show in the past. This is the day that Anne Elizabeth Dickinson was born, one of the great orators and suffragettes and abolitionist fighters. In 1882, she said, "We are told to maintain constitutions because they are constitutions and what is laid down in those constitutions. Certain great fundamental ideas of right are common to the world, and all laws of man's making which trample on those ideas are null and void, wrong to obey, right to disobey. The Constitution of the United States recognizes human slavery and makes the souls of men articles of purchase and sale." And she thought the United States Constitution should be overthrown because of that. This is the day that that Kano Jigoro was born, founded judo. This is the day that the great actress Jane Alexander was born, as was Bill Gates on this day in 1955. And 1956, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the former president of Iran, was born. And one of my favorites, Ben Harper, the Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter guitarist, will play some of his music in the course of the day, too, if we get things up and running. This is the day that that John Locke, the great philosopher, died in 1704. And in 1818, Abigail Adams died. She was First Lady. Let me read you this quote that she said in a letter to her husband in 1774. She wrote, "I wish most sincerely there was not a slave in this province, Massachusetts. It has always appeared in the most iniquitous scheme to me to fight ourselves for what we are daily robbing and plundering from those who have as right to freedom as we have." Many people know that quote, but maybe don't realize that that was a quote in direct response to slaves petitioning to end slavery. And she appealed to her husband and others to end slavery in Massachusetts. And this was one of her acts. This is the day that Camilo Cienfuegos was killed in a plane crash. Who was he? He was one of the great Cuban revolutionaries who fought with Fidel to overthrow Batista. This is the day in 1970 that Baby Huey passed away, American singer, Baby Huey and the Babysitters. And that was this day in history, October the 28th.